voice no more. I just want to make you smile. Maybe stay with you a while. Open up your door. Cause we've time to give. My feelings aren't so obscure. Open up the door. Open up your door.
Firstly, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled you're out on the road. I'm thrilled you're coming back to see us in Ireland again, which is such good news.
Well, the thing is, I mean, Marty, it's nice to talk to you. I mean, to be honest, it's nice to talk to anybody.
Thank you for that. But it is lovely that you're out on the road again, because having seen you in Vicar Street and having seen you at the Olympia over the years, it's always a great night out. It's always wonderful.
The thing is, for me, you know, I'm an Englishman. I'm from the deep south. I'm from deep south Yorkshire.
Yes.
And you know, coming to Ireland, it's like trying to sell fridges to Eskimos. You know, you've got such a rich, beautiful culture and some amazing musicians, historically, now, the past, and the future. And for Irish people to get what I'm doing, honestly, I can't tell you what it means to me. It's so important, you know.
But you know, when you've come over, because but the great thing about Richard Hawley is you're able to go from a very quiet song, which we love and adore, and we play you on the radio practically every second day, and then suddenly you will
look.
Love your music. Come on, we love
you. That's what's paying for a dog food, that.
Well, that's, you see, you'd be able to get someone else to chop your wood now in the future. You won't need to do it yourself. But you see, the thing is, if you think about that, and then you'll suddenly go into something really, really loud and Hendrix-like, and then you'll revert again. And the same audience will take all of that on board and enjoy it. So you've never had a difficulty when you came to playing over here.
No, it's playing music for anybody is a journey, you know. And I mean, you know, next January on the 17th, I'm going to be 55 years old.
You're a young man.
I've been doing this since I was 14 years old. At 14, I played with my Uncle Frank on my 14th birthday, and that was the first paid gig I ever did. And I got paid a tenner. And a couple of pints, and away you go. And I've never looked back, you know.
And tell me about your Uncle Frank. What sort of a band was that? What did he play?
Well, his name was Frank White.
Yeah.
He was the, you can Google this, folks. He was the first guy ever, this kind of side from America to have a double neck guitar.
Go away.
And Jimmy Page nicked the idea from my Uncle Frank. It's a true story. I've met Jimmy and he admits it. And I produced an album with Duane Eddy. And, and Jimmy came to see me play with Duane. Well, I came to see Duane. And I was chatting with Jimmy and I pulled him about this. I said, you saw my Uncle Frank, didn't you, in 1963, playing with Dave Berry and the Cruisers. Now, if you want to slot this song in your show...
Yes.
It's called The Crying Game by Dave Berry.
Dave Berry, the same guy who sang Mama.
Yeah, he's from Sheffield. He's one of my daddy and my uncle's oldest friends.
Oh, that's wonderful. Go on.
They all grew up together. And Joe Cocker... I'm diverting. That's another story. Because he was my godfather, Joe.
Was he?
Him and my dad used to fit radiators together for gas board.
And really?
Marty, we diverted. So, let me get back to the double neck guitar.
Yeah, okay, back to Dave Berry.
Yeah, his Jimmy saw my Uncle Frank play double neck guitar at the 100 Club with Dave Berry.
Right.
He's 63, and basically, he robbed it off him. I can send you pictures and everything, you know.
That's amazing. Give us a song title there from Dave Berry in that for that period.
Well, The Crying Game's later.
But yeah.
Dave was obsessed with Chuck Berry, as I am, as any decent human being should be. And so they did loads of Chuck Berry songs, you know. But that's where I started, basically.
That's amazing, yeah. That's amazing.
Playing with Frankie up at Pheasant Pub at Sheffield Lane Top when I was 14, 15, and that's where I started. And I look back now, which is a dangerous thing to look back, Marty, sometimes, but, you know, at my age, I'm starting to, you know, peek over my shoulder a little bit.
It's okay.
I know that growing up where we grew up, which we had nothing, you know, I mean, nothing, but I had actually a lot. If you look at it in a different way,
right?
You know?
Yeah, yeah. You mean in terms of wealth with family and connection, all
right? Yeah.
But that music has influenced you hugely, hasn't it? You were laughing about having a quiff, and you were just saying you were lucky you had one recently. It's a great line. It's a great line. But you love all that. Yeah.
Come on, Marty. What do you put in your if you've still got some? Have you still got some
hair? I have some hair. Thank you.
Hey, come on, Paul. How old are you now, then?
What? What?
How old are you now?
I'm 65.
Come on, you're my dream because it's 10 years between us. So you still got hair.
Yes.
Oh, this is it, Paul.
Yeah. But I've had to get help in that regard. But still, nonetheless, it's my own, bought and paid for. So there's no problem there. You send me a picture, and I'll send you a picture. I can still quiff too, kind of.
Come on. Why do you have a quiff? Because you still can.
Exactly. It makes total sense. Here's one of my favourite songs. Listen, Midnight Train, I think, is one of the best songs you've ever come across. I love Midnight Train from the album before. It's a great album, by the way. That is such a good album.
Thanks, loved it
further. This is it. This is Midnight Train.
Is there another way? explain a reason.
Actually, it was one of your most successful, wasn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it's a... I don't know. It, other people judge things. Honestly, all I do is write tunes.
But you've really pulled away. It never seems to affect you. You seem totally and utterly unaffected by all of that. In other words, if you like the music, great. If you don't, good luck to you. Seems to be the way you feel, yeah?
Yeah, because it's the work that counts.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know, all the other peripheral stuff, honestly, it leads you to not very good places. And I've seen it all, and I just prefer to just play my guitar.
Like, how is it possible when you know and I know that you're surrounded by a lot of other stuff that is, you know, the music industry? How is it you're able to separate yourself from that? How do you do it? How do you cocoon yourself from that?
Chop wood, walk dog, shag wife, play guitar, sup ale, the end.
Well, there you go. That's the plan. So now we know what the secret of life is. That's right. Yeah. Listen, by the way, are you playing full band when you come over?
We're doing two gigs. I think we're playing Belfast and Dublin with a full band.
Yes.
And which is, honestly, I mean, the main thing for us, and I say always, you know, it says Richard Hawley over the door, but me and the lads have been together for so long.
Yeah.
And me and Chez and Colin, we've known each other since we were teenagers, you know, and it's just, and with all the, you know, the lockdown stuff, the most frustrating thing about it, from a playing point of view, was just not being able to spend time and play with my brothers was just so...
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, time... is your greatest gift, Martin.
Yeah.
And with whom and for how long you spend it is your choice.
Mm.
But the thing is, with all the lockdown thing, that prevented all those decisions, you know? So it was a thing hard for everybody, you know?
And in terms of lockdown, were you okay? Did you have people with you, family? Did you have, you know what I mean? How did you get through the old lockdown?
Do you remember the things that I told you before?
Yes, the same thing. Well, that's useful. Thank you. I want to play. My current wife is a huge fan of she's a huge fan of yours, but she loves the song "I Still Want You." She still thinks that's one of your finest jobs.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great song. I just want to play it. Here it is. Richard Hawley on the line, and "I Still Want You."
Into your frame, we can move our bodies like a twist of smoke. Come, let us shake like the flames. Now, I don't want to lower the tone, but you know there's still a little spare meat on the bone.
Richard Hawley's with me. Richard, I'm just looking. You were saying you're playing Belfast and you're playing the Olympia. There's also a date in Limerick, Dolan's Warehouse, and the Black Box in Galway.
Mm. Mm. It'll just be me and Chez, you know.
Oh, it's just the two of you doing those? Okay.
Yeah, acoustic show. So which is a thing, you know. Me and Chez have got our thing, and it's a different vibe, but. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be brilliant.
Of course it is. I can see that now. I can see that now. And are you going to mix and match the way you've always done it? Is it going to be like that? Is it always going to be that you get the quiet moments and then the louder ones? That you'll still give everybody that the two ends of... I was going to say the two ends of Richard Hawley, but you know what I mean by that.
Hold on, Marty, steady.
What's up?
Steady, Pop.
Can I assume that that's what you'll do? That in other words, you'll have the loud stuff and you'll also have the quiet stuff that you'll play the two.
Well, hold on, Marty. Let's just discuss the options here.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, in between quiet and loud...
Yes.
What is there?
Well, for instance, well, there's middle, clearly.
But, which is?
Well, I'm thinking of you doing, for instance, Cole's Corner comes on, and we all love Cole's Corner, and you know, and I know that that's probably one of the finest pieces of work, as far as anyone who knows Richard Hawley would say, oh, that's the one. And then suddenly you're standing on the edge, do you know what I'm saying? So that you have the two going on. And as long as you have, then I think you're happiest when you have that you're expressing yourself in a number of ways on stage.
Right, okay. Is that fair to middling then?
It's more than fair. It's very high. It's very high.
I'm just trying to get you to pin. I'm trying to pin you down, right?
Pin me down. Okay.
Quiet, loud.
Yes.
And then there's a bit in the middle.
There's a bit in the middle. Well, I mean, loud. Well, okay.
I mean, not just for me. I'm on about everybody.
Well, right? Midnight Train will be in the middle, okay? Midnight Train, because it's chugs along, lovely. Cole's Corner, to me, would be one of the quieter, gentler ones, because it's very thematic. It's, you know, it's one of those pieces of work that you kind of listen to and go, oh, my heavens, that is cinematic. It's, you know what I mean? It's like that. And then suddenly you're standing at the sky's edge, and it's... Now, there you go.
So if we can equate those things...
If
we can equate those things to Guinness, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Right, so the quiet stuff is like, well, basically, the super quiet stuff is like, you know, staying at home with our lass, having a bowl of soup and watching...
Television.
Watching
television.
Whatever. And,
yeah.
The middle stuff is, you know, a couple of pints with the lads.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, get home. You know, you've got to get up with dog and chop wood and...
Chop wood,
like
I'm getting worried now. Yeah, go on.
And the loud stuff is basically everything you... Bacchanalian horrificness.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so which, out of those three options, do you prefer?
I quite like the middle one.
Yeah, I'm a light switch, mate. No, it's bowl of soup or 50 pints of Guinness. You know what I mean? It's like,
somewhere in the middle.
There's no dinner switch,
on
or off. Yeah.
No, there's just the middle, which I think is important. No, it's going to be great. Listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Will you have anything new next week, next year, or will we have to wait?
Well, I did buy some new trousers.
Ah, good man. So at least you'll be well turned out on the stage. That's the important thing.
And I'll try my best to scrub up.
Good man. I know you will. Richard, I'm mad about you. I think you're great. I want to finish with Cole's Corner, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you at the Olympia. It's going to be a great night. You are absolute joy every time. It's the 8th of May, by the way. Crikey, I never gave the date out. It's the 8th of May at the Olympia Theatre in Dublin. 3 Olympia, it's called now. Richard Hawley, God bless you, and stay well and stay warm with your wood, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
Listen, Marty, thanks ever so much for your time.
Always a pleasure. Love your company. Yeah. Take care, Richard. God bless you. Take care. Bye. Bye.
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.